Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. As the world grapples with the challenges of climate change, India has taken a significant step forward by approving its updated Nationally Determined Contribution, or NDC, for the period 2031 to 2035. This move commits India to a 47% reduction in emissions intensity of GDP from 2005 levels, 60% non-fossil fuel installed power capacity, and a carbon sink of 3.5 to 4.0 billion tons of CO2 equivalent by 2035. First, let's understand what NDCs are. NDCs are the climate action plans that each country submits under the Paris Agreement, which was adopted at COP21 in Paris in December 2015. The agreement operates on a 5-year ratchet cycle, which means that every 5 years, each country must submit a new NDC that reflects progressively higher ambition. The global stocktake, which is conducted every 5 years starting from 2023, assesses collective progress and informs the next round of NDCs. What makes this significant is that the February 2025 deadline for the third round of NDC submissions saw only about 33 countries submit on time. India had announced at COP30 in Belém, Brazil, in November 2025, that it would submit its revised NDC by December 2025. The Cabinet approval on 25th March 2026 formally clears the updated targets for communication to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, or UNFCCC. Now, let's look at India's NDC journey, from 1.0 to 3.0. India's NDC 2.0 was an update to the original NDC, which translated PM Modi's Panchamrit commitments announced at COP26 in Glasgow in November 2021 into formal climate targets. The five Panchamrit goals were 500 gigawatts non-fossil capacity by 2030, 50% energy from renewables by 2030, 1 billion tons reduction in projected emissions by 2030, 45% carbon intensity reduction by 2030, and net zero by 2070. Building on this, India's NDC 3.0 has set some ambitious targets. The key point to note is that India achieved its NDC 2.0 targets of 50% non-fossil capacity 5 years ahead of schedule. The country crossed the 50% mark in early 2025 itself. This early achievement has given India the credibility to set an even more ambitious 60% target for 2035. Now, let's look at India's climate progress so far. India's renewable energy transformation has been one of the fastest in the world. As of February 2026, the total installed power capacity in India is approximately 524 gigawatts, with non-fossil fuel capacity accounting for around 52.57% of the total, which is approximately 271.96 gigawatts. The solar capacity has crossed 143 gigawatts, with wind capacity at around 55.13 gigawatts, large hydro at around 51.16 gigawatts, nuclear at around 8.18 gigawatts, and small hydro, biomass, and waste at around 14.89 gigawatts. Crucially, India has added over 52 gigawatts of power capacity in just the first 10 months of the financial year 2025 to 2026, led by renewables. Solar alone contributed 38 gigawatts in the first 11 months of the financial year 2025 to 2026, which is a record annual pace. The financial year 2024 to 2025 saw a record 44.5 gigawatts of renewable energy capacity added. It is worth pausing here to note that India's emissions intensity has declined by 36% between 2005 and 2020, which is a significant achievement. The country now needs an additional 11 percentage points of reduction, from 36% to 47%, over the next 15 years from 2020 to 2035. And here is something that surprises many students: India's carbon sink progress has been impressive. The country's fourth biennial update report, which was submitted in January 2025, reported a carbon sink of 2.29 billion tons of CO2 equivalent created between 2005 and 2021. The Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, ranks India third globally in net gain in forest area and ninth in total area under forest. Now, let's turn to the key climate initiatives that underpin NDC 3.0. The National Green Hydrogen Mission, which was approved in January 2023, has a budget outlay of 19,744 crore rupees, which is approximately $2.4 billion. The mission targets 5 million metric tons per annum of green hydrogen production capacity by 2030, which will require around 125 gigawatts of additional renewable capacity. The Green Credit Program, which was launched in October 2023, is a market-based mechanism under the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, or MoEFCC. It covers 7 activities, including tree plantation, water conservation, sustainable farming, waste management, air quality improvement, mangrove protection, and eco-restoration. Participants earn tradable green credits for verified eco-actions. Mission Life, which was launched by PM Modi at COP27 in Sharm el-Sheikh in November 2022, promotes individual and community-level behavioral change for environmental sustainability. The International Solar Alliance, or ISA, which was co-founded by India and France at COP21 in 2015, has over 120 member and signatory countries as of 2026. The US announced its withdrawal from the ISA in January 2026. The PM Kusum scheme promotes solar energy among farmers through solar pumps and grid-connected solar plants. The National Adaptation Fund on Climate Change, or NAFCC, funds adaptation projects in states that are vulnerable to climate change impacts. But why does this matter? So what exactly changed? The answer lies in the fact that India's climate commitments are not just about meeting international targets, but also about ensuring sustainable development and energy access for its citizens. Now, let us turn to how India compares globally. The Climate Action Tracker, or CAT, rates India's overall climate targets and action as highly insufficient. However, under its subrating system, India's policies and action are rated almost sufficient, which recognizes that India has surpassed its NDC 2.0 targets ahead of schedule. The tension lies in India's continued high coal production, which CAT flags as a risk for carbon lock-in. India's position is that its per capita emissions, which are approximately 2.4 tons CO2 per person, remain well below the global average, which is around 6.3 tons CO2 per person. India also emphasizes the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities and respective capabilities, or CBDRRC, which is enshrined in the UNFCCC. This principle requires developed nations to take the lead in emissions reduction and climate finance. Now, let us look at the international reaction. The UNFCCC Secretariat welcomed India's submission as a demonstration of commitment to the Paris Agreement ratchet mechanism. The Climate Vulnerable Forum, or CVF, urged India to adopt an absolute emissions cap alongside intensity targets, noting that GDP growth could still raise total emissions even with lower intensity. Developed nations, such as the EU and the UK, had earlier called on all G20 nations to submit ambitious NDCs before COP30. India's delayed but substantive submission was noted positively. Domestic experts, such as the Center for Science and Environment, or CSE, in New Delhi, noted that while the targets are incremental rather than transformational, they are realistic given India's development needs and energy access imperatives. Now, let us turn to the COP30 context. COP30, which was held in Belém, Brazil, in November 2025, was the critical milestone where countries were expected to present their 2035 NDCs. The new Collective Quantified Goal, or NCQG, on climate finance, which was agreed at COP29 in Baku in November 2024, remains contentious. India has argued that developed nations must honor their climate finance commitments under Article 9 of the Paris Agreement before demanding steeper cuts from developing countries. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is central to both prelims and mains preparation, covering GSI, GS2, and GS3. Remember this number, 47% emissions intensity reduction by 2035. Note this carefully, 60% non-fossil fuel installed power capacity by 2035. This is a favorite prelims fact. India's per capita emissions are approximately 2.4 tons CO2 per person. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India's NDC evolution has seen significant progress from NDC 1.0 to NDC 3.0. NDC 1.0, which was submitted in October 2015, aimed for a 33 to 35% emissions intensity cut by 2030, 40% non-fossil capacity by 2030, and a 2.5 to 3.0 billion tons CO2 equivalent carbon sink. NDC 2.0, which was submitted in August 2022, aimed for a 45% emissions intensity cut by 2030, 50% non-fossil capacity by 2030, and a net zero target year of 2070. NDC 3.0, which was approved in March 2026, aims for a 47% emissions intensity cut by 2035, 60% non-fossil capacity by 2035, and a 3.5 to 4.0 billion tons CO2 equivalent carbon sink. The current progress, as of February 2026, shows that India's emissions intensity has declined by 36% from 2005 levels. The non-fossil installed capacity is approximately 52.57% of the total, which is around 271.96 gigawatts. The solar capacity has crossed 143.6 gigawatts, with wind capacity at around 55.13 gigawatts, large hydro at around 51.16 gigawatts, nuclear at around 8.18 gigawatts, and small hydro, biomass, and waste at around 14.89 gigawatts. The carbon sink created between 2005 and 2021 is approximately 2.29 billion tons CO2 equivalent. The Panchamrit goals, which were announced at COP26 in Glasgow in November 2021, aim for 500 gigawatts non-fossil energy capacity by 2030, 50% energy from renewable sources by 2030, 1 billion tons reduction in total projected emissions by 2030, 45% carbon intensity reduction of GDP by 2030, and net zero by 2070. The Paris Agreement NDC cycle is an important concept to understand. The agreement was adopted on 12 December 2015 at COP21 in Paris and entered into force on 4 November 2016. The NDCs are submitted every 5 years, with each successive NDC showing higher ambition. The global stocktake, which is conducted every 5 years, starting from 2023, assesses collective progress and informs the next round of NDCs. The key climate initiatives include the National Green Hydrogen Mission, the Green Credit Program, the International Solar Alliance, Mission Life, PM Kusum, and the National Adaptation Fund on Climate Change. The per capita emissions comparison shows that India's emissions are approximately 2.4 tons CO2 per person, which is well below the global average of around 6.3 tons CO2 per person. The climate finance aspect is also crucial, with the new Collective Quantified Goal, or NQCG, aiming for $300 billion per year by 2035. India demands that developed nations honor their climate finance commitments under Article 9 of the Paris Agreement before expecting steeper cuts from developing nations. In conclusion, India's NDC 3.0 is a significant step forward in the country's climate journey, with ambitious targets and a strong commitment to sustainable development. As the world moves towards a low-carbon future, India's climate commitments will play a crucial role in shaping the global response to climate change. The country's progress in renewable energy, energy efficiency, and climate resilience will be critical in achieving its NDC targets and ensuring a sustainable future for its citizens.